congratulations. This is a really fun album. I looked up Core Tango and listened to some of that, and I thought, what a great jump from sort of, you know, Piazzolla and friends to Christmas tunes. How did this come about?
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, with Core Tango, we started with exclusively shows of Argentine tango, and then I just became a little more interested in exploring American ballads, and we even play rags because it's indigenous to St. Louis, where I am, and, you know, a dance music that's indigenous. And so we started expanding anyway, and when we did some holiday shows in 2016, Adam Manis made some arrangements, beautiful arrangements, for the group for the holiday time, and I thought, we have to record these, and I'd already had in the back of my mind I wanted to do a Christmas album one day anyway. I've been thinking about it for many years, and so we went with that. That's how it began.
There's some great friends. There's trombones from the orchestra on here and different things. How was it to recruit others to get into this merry band, as it were?
Well, I love that the album features these three wonderful groups, not just my own group, Core Tango, but also the trombones of the St. Louis Symphony, my colleagues who perform and teach together often. They travel and do their own shows and their own master classes, and that group on their own, the four of them, they're so tight. It's so beautiful. Sonorities always, when I heard them, it reminded me of the Philadelphia Brass. I grew up in Philadelphia and just remembering the beautiful sounds of the Philadelphia Brass, especially their Christmas recordings. So I thought to have some arrangements made to feature them, you know, putting the English horn along the top, almost like a brass instrument. And then, of course, some of the jazzier ones are the standards that I recorded with the Adam Manis Trio, who's my arranger in Core Tango, and he has his own terrific jazz trio in town. I just played a couple of the tunes, the Irving Berlin, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and Vince Guaraldi is with that one too.
I love that there's some mashups. There's a little bit of bolero. There's some Menotti in these. That had to be fun to include and sort of make your own personal stamp on it.
It was my dream to do that mashup of bolero and Little Drummer Boy. In fact, that was one of the most complicated tracks to record, many layers. Some of these recordings were done all at once, just like a traditional classical recording on the stage at Powell Hall, where the St. Louis Symphony performs, my orchestra. And then others were done in the studio with some layering in a more traditional recording kind of style. And that's one of them. The parts were sort of layered one on top of the other and edited, you know, to fit properly with a click track, as a matter of fact. But I wanted to have that ostinato sound of the snare drum carrying through underneath the whole Little Drummer Boy. And I just had this idea when I was sitting there next to Will James. He's always placed right next to me in the orchestra when the St. Louis Symphony performs bolero. And I just had the idea one time when I was sitting there, he could be the Little Drummer Boy on my Christmas album.
Thank you.
And then we wrote the arrangement from there. We took it from there. That was the inception.
Where can folks find out more information about your group and recording?
There's a couple of websites they can go to. One for the band, cortango.com. And of course, I have my website, which is calliebanham.com. Easy to find, and you can learn all about me and my group that way.
Well, Callie, it's so great to talk to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You too. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry everything, right?
All that's right.